Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say Tencent's WeChat could face a potential record fine in China for violating China's anti-money laundering rules. China requires online payment platforms to verify the identities of users and merchants, as well as the source of funds for transactions. Authorities haven't finalized the size of the fine, but it's expected to be at least hundreds of millions of yuan. Automotive News reports that Ford will sell some Ford Explorer vehicles without chips for rear seat climate controls. Rear seat heating and cooling will still be controllable from the front seat console. Chips for the vehicles will be shipped to dealers to install within a year, and impacted vehicles will receive a price reduction. Ford stressed this was a temporary measure to speed deliveries during the chip shortage. Russia's communication regulator Roskomnadzor banned Instagram in the country in response to Meta's temporarily relaxing community standards around violent speech in Ukraine, Poland, and Russia. According to internal Meta documents seen by Reuters, Meta's global affairs president Nick Clegg said the company was narrowing this policy to make it clear this does not allow for calling for violence against Russians in general or calling for the death of a head of state. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo and 9to5 Mac sources say Apple will offer a new A16 SoC on Pro models of the iPhone 14 only. The standard iPhone 14 and 14 Max would use the same A15 chip found in the iPhone 13, but include more RAM. The last time Apple used an older processor in a new phone release was in the 2013 iPhone 5C. 9to5 Mac sources also say that Apple has no plans to release a larger screen or high-performance iMac in the near future. Apple will reportedly release an updated 24-inch iMac, but this will not include Pro, Max, or Ultra-branded Apple Silicon chips. Last week, Reuters sources said TikTok is close to finalizing a deal with Oracle to store U.S. users' data without providing access to ByteDance. BuzzFeed News' sources say this agreement is known as Project Texas, and that the controls over U.S. data could later be recreated in Europe. The Trump administration attempted to ban TikTok in 2020 over concerns of access to U.S. user data by the Chinese government, and the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States ordered ByteDance to divest itself from its U.S. operations, although ByteDance appealed both actions. The Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, is warning cryptocurrency ATM operators in the U.K. to shut down. The FCA said the crypto firms who've registered with it haven't been granted permission to operate ATM services, and as a result, operating crypto ATMs is illegal. The Telegraph reports that there are around 81 functional crypto ATMs in Britain, based on data from the Coin ATM Radar Tracker, the majority of which are in supermarkets and convenience stores. YouTube began rolling out an update to its Android app, adding the ability to view a video's complete transcript with timestamps, with viewers able to scrub video from the transcript. YouTube on desktop browsers already offers this feature, although the Android version currently lacks full transcript search. Google announced a new vehicle ad format at the National Automobile Dealers Association. This will show search users pictures, location, price, and mileage of nearby or deliverable vehicles. The ads are meant for dealers, not private sellers or auto brokers. In a Google commissioned 2021 Gearshift study, it found 16% of new car buyers bought online, up from 1% 3 years ago. In a final ruling issued last week, U.S. regulators eliminated the need for automated vehicle manufacturers to build fully autonomous vehicles with manual driving controls designed to meet crash standards. In February, General Motors and its self-driving unit Cruise asked the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for permission to build and deploy a self-driving vehicle without human controls, like steering wheels or brake pedals. Instagram rolled out the ability for live streamers to appoint moderators during streams. Mods can report comments, remove viewers, or turn off comments for designated users. At MWC this year, Oppo said its 150-watt wired charging tech would debut in a OnePlus phone in Q2. The site MySmartPrice found a OnePlus device listed with 160-watt charging and 5G on China's 3C certification website, indicating it could be released soon. Oppo said the charging would take a 4,500 mAh battery from 1 to 100% in 15 minutes. Regulators in the EU and UK have opened an antitrust probe into Google's agreement with Facebook, now Meta, over online advertising. US regulators are also investigating the agreements. Google and Facebook reached agreements on minimum and maximum bids, which are not unusual in the advertising space. However, the concern is that the relative dominance of the two companies meant the agreements had an outsized and anti-competitive effect on the advertising market. Following a surge in Omicron variant cases in Shenzhen, Foxconn suspended operations at its two factory campuses in the city. The city ordered residents to work from home until March 20th, although it's unclear when Foxconn factory production would resume. And finally, Samsung will hold a Galaxy A event on March 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern, focusing on its mid-range smartphone line. The event will be streamed on YouTube and Samsung's website. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.